Here's a story that should distract you from the tedium of your long holiday trip. It's about a kid named Fortuné who dreams big despite long odds. He lives in the Central African Republic. In 2013, the country was torn apart by violence. Hundreds of thousands of people were displaced. But earlier this year, the CAR managed to attain a fragile peace. And now people like Fortuné are trying to rebuild their lives. Brenna Daldorf has his story from the capital, Bangui.
At 6 a.m., the crossroads called Place Marabena are already bustling. People pile into beat-up taxis, and vendors hawk bunches of overripe bananas and SIM cards. Men lie in the dust, tinkering with a broken-down Jeep. Nearby, Fortuné stirs a pot of coffee over a small fire next to a wooden stand. When school let out for the summer, the 15-year-old saw an opportunity to make some cash selling food at Place Marabena. He borrowed money from relatives to get his business going and now peddles coffee and spaghetti to passers-by. For him, this little stand is step one to living up to his name, Fortuné. I want to be a big businessman, he says. Fortuné is tiny. He sounds and looks more like 10 than 15. But when he talks about his career, he's focused and serious. He'd like to own a fleet of taxis, he tells me, or a chain of restaurants. He'd like to support his family. But that's in the future. For now, he has customers waiting. It's really hot, he warns, as he carries coffee to a man waiting to get his car fixed. The man, who works as a driver, tells me he buys coffee from Fortuné 3 times a day. He says he always wants Fortuné's coffee because the little one makes it really well. Fortuné glows. He tells me the spaghetti he makes is just as good. So good that he usually sells out by noon. Spaghetti for breakfast is all the rage on Place Marabena. Fortuné has given his wooden stand a grand name. It means divine efficiency. It reflects his strategy for both business and life. One, be efficient, a good businessman. Two, pray a lot, because in the Central African Republic, it's good to keep God on your side. When I sell, I praise God, he says, and that praise touches people's hearts, and they come and buy from me. Fortuné believes that God has a soft spot for orphans like him. His unwavering faith carried him through extremely difficult times. Eyes closed, Fortuné is worlds away as he sings a hymn his mother used to sing him. The family fled their home in December 2013 after an attempted coup dissolved into violence across the capital. They ended up in a refugee camp where his mother died the following year. I miss her a lot. When I go to sleep at night, I only dream of her. Then I cry, he says. After elections earlier this year, the Central African Republic has moved into a fragile peace. Fortuné and his sister now live with his great aunt, Jocelyne Kubinda, a house cleaner not far from Place Marabena. She says she took them in because they had no one else. I couldn't leave them like that, she says.
Ce sont mes sons.
They're my blood. She thinks Fortuné gets ahead of himself with his plans and his dreams. She wants him to focus on school and making up for the months they missed out on education. While the family uses some of Fortuné's earnings to make ends meet, most of it gets tucked away for school fees.
Tu es le père, tu es le père.
At the moment, Fortuné is pouring his heart into what he calls a singing practice with a crowd of neighborhood kids. He throws his arms up to the sky. He sings about God, the father of orphans, and he prays that he'll become a great man despite all the odds. But a few days later, Fortuné's luck faltered. Divine efficiency was robbed by a couple of customers, and he had to shut it down. He was back at square one. In the Central African Republic, things can always fall apart. Lives fall apart, governments fall apart, peace deals fall apart. You have to be tough to keep dreaming. But Fortuné is one tough kid. And when I last spoke to him, he was already back to selling coffee and spaghetti. For the World, Brenna Daldorf, Bangui, Central African Republic.
We're rooting for you, Fortuné. Brenna's story was supported by the Great Lakes Reporting Initiative, part of the International Women's Media Foundation. This is The World.